Okay. For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have enough, slowly, mindfully, call the meditation. So now it's about 11:53, 7 more minutes before lunch. Okay, you got any question or reporting on meditation or not, you can ask before we break off for lunch. Anybody? Nobody on the report meditation or any question? Don't have. Don't have, then we break for lunch. Okay, we can do a simple salutation, closing puja. After we come back, we can continue Heart Sutta Chapter 8. So under Chapter 8, the day I think somebody asked me, what are my teacher's other advice to me? They are all on page 33, item 1.3. Achayantra, my first Theravada teacher. These are the 6 things that he advised me. I just listened. Then these are the 6 things that helped me a lot. In my understanding of the cultivation, and I have a lot of gratitude towards him, faith in him. When I met him, I was told about him, but I haven't met him in person. And when I met him, I can feel his energy very strong. And when he started to speak, I realized his teaching is different, not like normal Buddhist teaching. His teaching is very simple. He talks about life. And he also always advised me that life is our greatest teacher. And he was the one that taught me how to look at nature. Some of the things I share with you about nature was from him. He always say, nature is your greatest teacher. Nature gives and gives. Nature is full of loving kindness and compassion. Nature never takes anything from you. Then that time he contemplated all this because he was in the forest for very long. He cultivated gratitude, compassion. He has a lot of gratitude towards nature because everything he needs to nourish himself, provide for himself, come from nature. Nature has such great loving kindness towards mankind. But mankind got no gratitude, hardly any gratitude and thanks to it. They never really appreciate what nature has given them. That's why there is no gratitude. There is no word of thanks. That's why their mind is very selfish. They take for granted. Take for granted, you know, you have to give this to me. Well, I am entitled to it. So the entitlement type of mentality, very dangerous. You will not have love when you hold on to things, do not appreciate how it arises. It's like must give to you. By birth or by your skin, you must have it. So all those types are people who are not sensitive, who don't have understanding of life. You are not born with anything. You come to this world same as everyone. But there is this nature's law that governs all of life and existence. Then when you can understand how nature do all these things, you can, like nature, be part of nature, you become so beautiful. You take care of nature, nature take care of you. You have loving kindness, nature become beautiful. When human beings start to pollute the consciousness of this planet or ours, then we will have a lot of problem. So I learned a lot from him. This sixth advice is what I treasure most, value most, and I cherish them because these are the things that transform my understanding. So hopefully if you can find it useful, you make use of it. Then a lot of other things that I share with you also came from my own understanding. So likewise, there are time to receive. Then when the turn comes, it's my nature's time to share and give. Then after that, it's your turn. Then all this understanding, if it's correctly taught and understood, can bring forth the condition to touch the hearts of living beings. Then from one, it become many. Many become many. So it will flourish. So with that, you keep in mind what I shared with you, so that you can learn just like how I learned. But don't believe anything other people say. I don't believe what he say. I put to test. But I have faith in him. That's why when I put to test, I realize all these stand up to investigation. And they are so beautiful, a truth. These are not standard Dhamma. These are individual understanding that came from cultivator, wise teacher. Okay, now we do the closing homage. Then you can break for lunch. We come back here at 1:30. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivademi. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasangho sanghang namami. Okay. Do you all realize one thing? I saw the flower. Not like when down there in PJ. They don't last very long. Oh, very fresh. There's an environment that's make a difference to what is within its vicinity. So it can also make our body not decay so fast. That's why you must come here more often. Okay? That's why when you are observant, when you are mindful, you see many things. Then you realize here different. When you are back, the vibration is all different. Consciousness is also different. Okay, see you at 1:30.
The link for the email compilation.
Good. The link for email compilation has been sent out by Brother Suyan. You check your WhatsApp. You can have the soft copy there. That one is good enough. Then you want to print, you go and print yourself. Okay?
Yeah, the thing is, Chan Yan Chan last time is seven, the number seven is the body, if the body can skip.
Oh, yeah, I haven't written down there, Oh, thank you, Suyan. Very good. He remember what I say about Ajayantra's teaching. He always tell me, if your body can speak to you, he will have told you this. Your body will say, "Oh Master, harm me not. I'm only tissue and cell." Somebody write down and type it out. Then we add it in. I'm only tissue and cell. Yeah? Have me work for you, he said, while I am still able to. For the good of the many and yourself. Don't wait until I am too old, too weak and too fragile to work for you. When you hear the body talk to you like that, you will wake up and say, why are you abusing your body, causing so much harm to your body? Because of your craving, you are not disciplined, you simply eat food. Need to exercise, you don't want, you go and drink, drown yourself. Then smoke and all the vices, late night and all those things. These are heedless people's doing. That's why the precepts say don't take intoxicant and all those things. So take care of body because you should appreciate what this body has done for you. It has provided you with the senses to live life, experience life, with the ability to do so many things for the good of the many. That's why he said, have me work for you, for the good of the many and yourself, before I'm too old, too weak, too fragile to help you. Your son also will never tell you that, understand? Only your own body, if he has the ability to talk to you, because he saw you so miserable, not appreciating what you have, keep on creating negative thought, wrong thought. Keep on creating condition to become miserable, then hit our others, violating nature's law. When you don't take care of karma, your life becomes miserable. Now when you understand all this, you should appreciate. You have a lot of gratitude towards what you have, your senses and all things, your good karma. You thank your good karma for what you have. Don't go and complain. Always compare and become miserable. When you have gratitude, you always think of the things that you have so much more fortunate and better than other beings who are born into this world without family, without parents, without proper health, some without food and shelter over their head. You have everything, good education, good parents who sacrifice for you, and yet you don't appreciate. You still quarrel with your parents, argue with your parents, behave. I don't know how you behave in such a way that you make your parents suffer, say things that hurt them. How can you do that to your parent who has done so much for you, sacrificed so much for you? That's why when you learn his teaching, I realize all this. That's why now I share with you. That's why I have a lot of gratitude towards people who have provided for me, care for me, like my parents. Then those good people who has helped me in one way or other. Sometimes they don't know, but I rejoice. So the world also has loving kindness on us. We receive so much things from nature. So learn, if you are observant, if you have goodness, kindness, wisdom will grow. If you have evil root, evil will grow. Like the gardener, don't take care. Lalang everywhere. Then you're not careful, you step on it, you kena. But if you take care of the garden, it's so beautiful. People used to say, my wife's garden very nice. My children say, mommy forest. So when you have understanding, you have loving kindness, your plant also grow very well. My mother very good at planting things. He talked to the plant, he loved the plant. And he said so much good things to the plant. Okay, you go. Okay.